They were so awestruck and impressed, they hadn't even been looking at the transshipment rig of Cyclo. They missed the beginning and had to track back.
What a city! What a planet! Ock! Ow!
They adjusted the projector lens and position to get the transshipment platform of Cyclo more centered and enlarged. And then they saw the whole sequence, just as it had occurred right after Johnny and Windsplitter had raced across the Earth platform. First, there were the Cyclo workers racing out to leave the platform clear for the incoming semi-annual from Earth. There were flatbeds lined up to receive coffins and personnel. There was the first shimmer of arrival of the Cyclos Johnny and Windsplitter had knocked down. Then, a small puff. There were the Cyclo workmen flinching back. A force screen had gone on. A dome over the platform had closed instantly to contain that small explosion. It could not have been an atmosphere armor cable. Some sort of shimmering, sparkling screen. Transparent, but very much there. Trucks had time to start up before anything else occurred. One huge emergency truck had lunged nearer the platform, evidently to handle the minor blast. A whole minute went by. Then, the first lethal coffin exploded. A big planet buster nuclear bomb nestled into a bed of dirty mines. The force screen held. The Holocaust was contained. The boiling, ferocious blast had not even bulged the screen. Then another shock as the second coffined planet buster went off. The screen held. Good Lord, what technology to build a screen like that. What power it must take to hold it. Another shock inside that dome. The third planet buster. It and all its ancient, very dirty atomic bombs. The screen held. Cyclos were racing toward it from far off. Those near the platform were flattened by concussion transmitting through the screen. The fourth contained bomb went off. The screen still held. But the transmitted concussion had hurled the emergency truck backward. Nearby buildings lost their glass. The ground was shaking as though hit by gigantic earthquakes. A nearby building suddenly dropped downward as though sucked from below. Other buildings began to go the same way. The fifth bomb went off. And seen in slow motion, first narrowly, then more broadly, the entire scene went into a churning, boiling mass of atomic fire. No, something more. Molten, flaming fluid was erupting in spots all over the plane. They widened the angle quickly. The whole Imperial city of Cyclo was sinking, and all about it sprayed up rolling oceans of molten fire. The circular trams, the mobs, the buildings, and even the towering cliffs were drowning in a tumult of liquid yellow-green flame. They hastily widened the view. And they saw the entire planet of Cyclo turn into a radioactive sun. The recording ended. They sat, limp